Back on the air. Let's go to the phones. Caller, let me help you.
Hi. So I've been trying to get my landlord to fix my washing machine for weeks, but he keeps avoiding me. What do I do?
Excellent question. Well, have you been to AT&T?
Why? Is my landlord there?
No, but when you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, you can get unlimited data.
Sounds great! But how will that fix my washer?
Well, it won't. But now that AT&T and DirecTV have joined forces, you can enjoy your favorite DirecTV shows on your phone while you're counting quarters at the local laundromat.
Sweet!
Sweet indeed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come into AT&T now and get the Priv by BlackBerry.
Must have eligible TV service. If you're not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may reduce speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Monthly and other charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Author's Corner. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can check me out at Twitter, on Twitter at Tuttle Tutor, Neil S. Haley Facebook, LinkedIn Neil Haley, Instagram Tuttle Tutor, Pinterest Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Tuttle Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program author Rob Roselli. And every week, Rob, as I said before, it gives you more things to tweet, more surprises that aren't a surprise to you, but you want to inform your audience. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, you know, in an hour show, as usual, we never really have time to get to the things we really want to get to. There's so many diversions, and things are unfolding so quickly. It's hard to, or I would say, not even hard, I say it's impossible to keep up with everything. You watch the nonsense on Fox News, or what I like to call the fix news, because it's fixed like a menu, like a kid menu at a restaurant, the garbage they put out versus everything that's really going on between the economy, the worldwide economy, Saudi Arabia and Turkey ready to start World War III.
Right.
North Korea saber rattling, the Chinese buying up all kinds of real estate and infrastructure throughout the United States. We basically hoard ourselves for this, you know, liberal Ivy League welfare state, these liberal morons at these Ivy League schools. But their endless spending, the ubiquitous spending on everything, those chickens are finally coming home to roost. The Chinese are literally buying their ground out from under our feet. But, you know, of course, you're not going to see this on the garbage, the regular garbage news, the MSNBC, the Circus NBC, CNN. I mean, those bozos, I mean, that goes without saying. You know, I just can't stand Fox in particular because they're establishment like the others, but they pretend to be conservative. They pretend to be the American people, and they're just the same neocon fascist corporate crap as the rest of them. So with that intro, that's basically what's happening. And one other thing, you know, I came across with them waiting to call in here and do tonight's show. And by the way, today being Monday, February 22nd, 2016, for the record, I came across an article, a Washington Post article, comparing Trump's rise to that of Hitler. Some Harvard alum, Washington Post political hack, academic loser, probably funded by the same bankers that gave us the Federal Reserve System, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Carnegie Endowment, all these other so-called tax-exempt foundations that fund all these useful idiots in these Ivy League schools with Cal Berkeley and University of Chicago and all these other places. George Soros is another name. These morons don't even realize that their so-called education has come courtesy of the very same uber capitalist and white, old white banking criminal overlords that they supposedly that they hate so much. Here they are sucking from the very teats, the financial teats of the people they profess to hate. So it's a joke. It's an absolute joke, especially to read the Washington Post. This is Harvard person, you know, compare Trump to Hitler. So what she's really saying is Trump is Hitler. And his followers, you know, we're just mindless little Nazi underlings and ready to go to war. And,
do you believe that's true? the Trump's Hitler?
Oh, it's a, come on, you're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking.
I mean, what a load of crap. You know, I'm not 100% behind Trump, but it's, you know, really what was, but she's not really talking about Trump. She's talking through Trump, you know, to most of America from her perch, you know, over there in Washington, D.C. with her Harvard degree. I want to say what a bunch of crap that is, because if you look at Hitler and what he espoused and what he believed in, and as well documented in my book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, you could see that the ties of Hitler to those aforementioned, you know, bankers, okay, the real shadow government, and you know, I know I wanted to talk about the so-called Great Society, and maybe we'll get to that in a little bit, but I just, this article just caught my eye. But the same groups that gave us the Federal Reserve System gave us the Ivy League, you know, so-called, you know, elites, you know, the Ivy League educated crowd, as I mentioned, also gave us Adolf Hitler, as documented in the Un-American Genocidal Complex. And again, it's available on my site, boxofsunglasses.com. That's one word. But anyway, I mean, if you look at everything that Hitler believed in, okay, this nature worship, he certainly was a social Darwinist. He was an outright Darwinist. He put Darwinism to practice by killing people that he considered inferior, Jews, gypsies, invalids, you know, mentally, people that were mentally challenged, the undesirables, which was the same motive and the same modus operandi, at least in theory, of the American and British eugenics complex.
Right, okay.
Abortion, okay, he was corresponding, him and his underlings were corresponding with Margaret Sanger and vice versa, okay, and Margaret Sanger was corresponding with the Ku Klux Klan. Okay, Margaret Sanger, who gave us Planned Parenthood, you know, she, you know, her big thing was she wasn't even, basically she gave us abortion to get rid of what she called human weeds, morons, misfits, her particular, I would guess you would have to say, you know, the recipients of her eugenics abortion wrath was black people. Okay, so how black people can support, you know, a bloodthirsty bitch like Hillary Clinton with her Margaret Sanger Award is beyond me. You know, basically they've been zombified by, you know, their white overlords and their black whore political leaders, Al Sharpton, the Jesse Jacksons, these other morons. Okay, you know, Al Sharpton getting on Circus NBC with his nice fat contract from his white General Electric overlords. You know, espousing, you know, liberal line and abortion and all this other stuff. I mean, what a sellout. But it's stuff like that I find particularly nauseating, because really what they're talking about is me, people like me, people that are listening, and just Americans in general from their Ivy League perch. And meanwhile, it if every crowd, I mean, if you read down the list and you compare what Hitler believed in and where he got it started, it's the same crowd, it's the same Darwinist, eugenics, abortion, nature worship, government fascist control of industry, of education, of the economy, of every facet of life, okay?
Right.
It's hard. If you were to write these things down, and give somebody a quiz and ask, well, is this Adolf Hitler, or is this an American / you know, Anglo-American elitist liberal? You couldn't tell the difference, okay? So for someone to come on here with the audacity just confounds me to read something like that. And I just found it, and I sent out the link to the article in a tweet. I didn't know whatever this woman's name was. It's just, it's disgraceful, okay? And I'm of the belief that this country is not going to survive these termites, this tax-exempt foundation-funded liberal onslaught that has taken this country down. What we're seeing right now, I believe, is the manifestation of this termite attack that has been going on in this country really for the past 100 years and more. I mean, just to kind of keep things, you know, moving along here, not really, you know, again, we only have an hour-long show, but if you go back again to the Federal Reserve System.
That's what we want to discuss today, yeah.
A mistake a lot of people make is they focus on the economic aspects of what the Federal Reserve System was and is, and that's not to be, and I'm not trying to understate it, because obviously what it has done, as we discussed on the show in the past, is it has essentially negated Congress's constitutional responsibility to coin and distribute money, okay, as specified in Article 1, I believe it's Section 8 of the Constitution. Okay, people, nobody teaches the Constitution, but remember, that's slave-owning white males that wrote the Constitution.
Right, right.
And that kind of crap, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, just as an aside. That's the kind of crap that they teach us in our so-called free education system. But the same education that's founded by the very people that usurped the people's ability to coin their own money tends to remain free, you know, remain out of debt. Remember Proverbs 22:7, the debtor is a slave to the lender. So the very people, this is what I'm getting at, the very people that usurped and essentially staged the coup, you know, with the scumbag progressive Woodrow Wilson, who we've discussed on past shows. Okay, the hero of the progressives and of Hillary Clinton, you know, Woodrow Wilson, you know, World War I warmonger, okay, who gave us, you know, the quote, great war, World War I. Remember, there's that word great again. I just ask people, you know, to kind of put that in their memory bank for the time being. But anyway, the same education, these same Federal Reserve overlords, you know, funded the education system and these useful idiots called American liberals that taught, you know, this is the irony, they taught, you know, the slave owners, and, you know, wrote the Constitution, and, you know, it's written for white European males or whatever the line of crap is that gives people, and I'm not saying, you know, again, the founders were not perfect people, but the documents they give people, if we would follow it as it should, and it is self-correcting. There are amendments that got rid of slavery, okay, that gave black people and women the right to vote. So it is a self-correcting system, albeit imperfect, okay? But it's ironic, isn't it, that these Rockefeller, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, and the rest of the crowd, along with Woodrow Wilson, that signed all this stuff into law, they not only usurped our banking system, which means they essentially staged the coup. I'll say that again. In 1913, with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act and the IRS, by the way, you know, that's another little, you know, I need to keep going off these little tangents, but that's another little fun fact that people don't maybe necessarily realize, is that the Internal Revenue Service never existed before 1913. The Internal Revenue Service came about to enforce the federal income tax that came about as a result of these bankers usurping Congress's role as, you know, the to distribute currency in a debt-free manner, okay? So in other words, not only have they stolen, you know, by issuing us our own money at interest, not only are they creating money out of nothing and literally stolen our economy from under our feet, what they allow us to keep, they tax, and even that, those little piddling that the Federal Reserve overlords let us keep, they demand most of it back in the form of federal income taxes, and they have this thug IRS to enforce it, okay? And I don't know if people are comprehending what I'm really saying here, but, you know, just think about it. Not only did they steal our money, or steal our economy, and grant themselves the right to, this, you know, to give us our money, to loan us money at interest. So in other words, it's mathematically impossible ever to pay off the Federal Reserve system. Okay, think about the simplicity of this. Okay, I know it's been ensconced and camouflaged and hidden beneath a bunch of circus NBC, University of Chicago, Harvard Business School, theoretical micro macroeconomic crap. Okay, but when you wade through that cesspool of this complexity and this Harvard academic crap, okay, and you get right down to it, essentially what our system is these bankers creating money out of thin air and loaning it to the United States government at interest. Okay, so if I loan you money, you know, at interest, okay, how are you ever going to pay me back if you go out and spend it and buy food and, you know, pay your election bill and all this other stuff? How are you ever going to pay the interest? You can't. The only way you can pay me back and pay interest is you got to borrow money, more money from me the next month, okay, and keep the whole scam going.
That's exactly.
Essentially,
yeah.
I just described our economy, okay? So in other words, it's sneaky, okay? These guys know exactly what they're doing, okay? And not only that, you know, again, they charge interest on it. So really, when you get down to it, it's just that simple. Okay, this is why there was a quote out there, Henry Ford. Henry Ford said, and he was in the middle of this whole Federal Reserve Nazi funding scam himself, okay, but he said that the American people, because what I'm saying to you, if you really understand this, that this is why people like me, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be around, but be that as it may, he said if the American people ever really comprehended and understood how the economy really works, okay, if they put down the Fox News and stop listening to these idiots from Harvard and this idiot Paul Krugman and Larry Summers and the rest of these Goldman Sachs criminal bankers, if they understood, he said there would be a revolution by the next morning.
Okay,
so
oh my gosh.
Americans woke up and realized. And I'm just think about that, okay? Just comprehend what I'm saying. I don't know how many people are listening. I mean, I'm getting a lot of response on the Twitter. That, you know, I don't know if there's 10 people listening right now or 10,000 or who's going to listen to this, but realize what I'm saying.
Okay? Right.
Understand what I'm saying. Now, part of this octopus, okay, part of this Federal Reserve octopus were what's called tax-exempt foundations, okay? And what they did is from a lot of they exempted themselves from the old taxes that they created for the rest of us. You know, they got the thug IRS, you know, busting granny and, you know, for a couple $100s and, you know, because she was short on her tax return or somebody, you know, they made these tax code is so complicated, nobody can follow it. Even the IRS itself now can't follow it. But they can come in and arrest you and garnish your wages and seize your bank accounts based on really nothing. Okay, so it's a thug goon operation, okay, to keep us all us little serfs in line. Okay, that's really what the IRS is. But anyway, another leg on this octopus are these tax exempt foundations. Okay, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Carnegie Endowment. Okay, there's dozens of them out there. You know, George Soros is the latest one. He's kind of a late addition to this whole scam, but he's you know, today he's one of the more, I don't know if the guy's media hungry or what, but he doesn't make any attempt to hide himself like the rest of these weasels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what they've done is they fund all these Ivy League schools. In other words, all these so-called academics, all these so-called liberals, okay, the environmental movement, people should be surprised. But they shouldn't be surprised, or they may be surprised, that a lot of, you know, the global warming, United Nations crap, if you follow the money trail, that it leads right back to General Electric and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Goldman Sachs, and these auto organizations, okay? And you say, well, wait a second, you know, why would Rockefeller, you know, who made their millions, their billions, their trillions in oil, why would they be behind something like, you know, the United Nations and global warming? Well, the reason, you know, the Rockefellers and their, you know, their Harry Dexter White, you know, communist agent underlings gave us the United Nations and the environmental movement, the climate change crowd, and all those other bozos, those losers, is because it's not about the environment. Okay, and I'm not saying that we don't have environmental issues. Okay, as a civil engineer, I can tell you, you know, we do have legitimate environmental issues, but that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is control. Okay, that's what it is all about. It is about control. It's not about saving the environment. Okay, carbon pollution. Have you ever heard anything so stupid?
Right.
Carbon
exactly.
pollution. You know, global warming. Then it's climate change. Okay, and the reason it's called climate change is because these idiots, these dummies that support this crap, can't even figure out the scientific method. Okay, so what they've done is they've taken the assumption that mankind is evil. And mankind is a scourge upon the earth. And they've taken that assumption and built their so-called science around it. Okay, nobody else, you're not hearing it anywhere else, but that's really what's going on here. Okay, so in other words, it's about population control. Okay, it's about political control. And that is it. This is why they can change almost automatically from global warming to global cooling to climate change, because no matter what happens with the climate, in these idiots' eyes, mankind is the cause of it all. So no matter what happens to the climate, which naturally changes, all their bases are covered. So in other words, essentially what they've done is they put the cart before the horse.
Definitely have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but again, the leg of the octopus that's funding this, okay, that's just another leg of the octopus, okay? You know, the same groups that gave it the Federal Reserve System. Now, by the way, they fund the Ford Foundation. You know, if you read, a good book to get is, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, okay? It was written by an attorney called Renee Wurmser, okay? And he worked for the House Committee on Un-American Activities there, back in the 50s, okay? And this ran parallel to the great Senator Joe McCarthy, okay? You know, Joe McCarthy was a senator, he wasn't a congressman, but, this is what these kinds of investigations, looking into these tax-exempt foundations and exposing them with Joe McCarthy's, that was his demise. Okay? And to this day, the useful idiot liberals use McCarthyism and McCarthy as almost like a curse word for what he had done.
Because he was going after communists. And part of our country does not want communists to be exposed that are in here.
Look, I mean, now we're going off on this, but basically, the communism, it works for your utopian, simple-minded jackoffs, okay? Your Harvard Ivy League morons that work in their classrooms on Harvard and Yale, okay? It works, and as they get their money from the tax-exempt foundations. Okay, people like this woman that writes for the Washington Post comparing Trump and his supporters to Hitler and the Nazis. Okay, it works in those in Washington, D.C., when the morons come out of these colleges and go right to government. It works in those circles, okay, but it doesn't work in reality because it's not reality, okay? Communism is a logical contradiction, okay? It's control of. It's cultural control. It's control of the masses by a very small, powerful elite. Okay, so the only thing you're distributing is misery. But the liberals and the elites, they just so happen to elect themselves as the leaders of this so-called. They loathe, okay, these elites, they actually loathe America. They loathe the idea that Americans have a little bit of wealth. People in the unwashed masses that are supposed to be stupid and enslaved while they, the elites, the Plato-like, Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard elites run the show. That's really what's happening here. It drives them crazy, okay? That's just why they really hate America, okay? And they'll use any vehicle they can to bash it into submission. But again, these are the useful idiots, okay? These are the termites, okay? But the layer above them, again, are the Federal Reserve tax-exempt foundations, okay? These guys are smart, okay? Unlike their useful idiot Harvard Ivy League underlings, okay? The bankers are smart, okay? And they're evil. duplicitous, but they're smart. And they knew from the get-go, they knew they were never going to take America down with an outright invasion. They were never going to take America down with physical force. So what they've done is they've taken it down through usurping the banking system and then funding the Columbia Teachers College, Harvard, Yale, Columbia, Cornell, University of Chicago, Cal Berkeley, okay? And like termite states, they've spread out across the nation into the education system where they've raised dumber and dumber kids that are historically ignorant and not been taught to actually hate the country that grants them their freedoms and really their luxuries to begin with. It's truly amazing to watch it unfold, but they have been, I'm going to say it again, they have been successful. They have succeeded. They hold what's happening now, that this conflagration, this intellectual conflagration, this destruction of this country has become so obvious. It has manifested itself, but it's just like, you know, if your house has already been overrun by termites, okay, and you're standing there saying, oh, well, look at all my studs and, you know, all my, you know, my house is going to fall down. And, you know, and then you get up and you get out of bed and you start doing something about it. Well, I got news for you. It's too late. It's too late. I mean, look at our national debt, for example. It can't be turned around. You can't. I mean, we're on the precipice of a worldwide economic implosion. That's already happening, you know, according to many sources, as a result of this 100-year debt-fueled spending spree that the country has been living on. And again, it's not by accident. Okay, how else? Here's another way to look at it. Okay, how else can this nation survive? Okay, or how else? Well, let me put it this way: how else could this nation thrive? If you think about it, okay, with this welfare system, okay, if you look at it, okay, just for example, right now there's 100 million people not in the workforce. Let's think about this: you got 250 million people of working age in this country, okay, and according to most sources, you know, whichever one you read, let's just for simplicity, let's just say. And this is a fact, okay? These are just mathematical facts. It's not conspiracy theory. I'm not a domestic extremist, okay? I'm not an anti-government zealot, okay? I'm just using non-common core math, basic math, okay? So you have 250 million people. You have 100 million not in the workforce, okay? Asterisk. Now, the Obama, this image of the beast, this multi-name fake Social Security number scam, and his underlings have the audacity to come and say we have 5% unemployment. But let's just think about this as an example of what I'm talking about, okay? You've got 100 million people not in the workforce. So to me, and hopefully to you and people listening, that means we have essentially a 40% unemployment rate, okay? But what the government does not do is it does not count people on welfare as unemployed. It does not count people, you know, illegal immigrants or whoever else is in this number, okay? It does not count them as unemployed, okay? So, and then also when people in the current so-called recovering economy, people have been on unemployment for so long, you know, unemployment expires, and what the government does is assumes those people are working and takes them off out of the unemployment equation, which is really the equivalent of using a measuring cup with a hole on the bottom. I mean, it's that bad. The math is that bad for the government to be doing that. So in other words, if you're unemployed for, you know, week 100 and the unemployment runs out at 99 and you're living in a cardboard box, all of a sudden, you know, you disappear. The government doesn't count you as unemployed anymore. It, quote, assumes you've got a job somewhere. This is how they can get on there and say there's 5% unemployment when the real number is actually closer to 40%. Okay, now let's just go back to that number. So you've got 150 million people left out of your 250 million of working age. Okay, now out of those, half work for state government, local government, the federal government, half are government workers, okay, which produce nothing, which do nothing except, you know, impede the those of us that still actually work in this economy. Okay, so you get $75 million there. So just think about that for a second. Okay, so these are rough numbers, but they're close enough to get my point across. You got 75 million people carrying the load for 300 million. Okay, you got 250 million working age. You got 50 million of young children and elderly that aren't of working age. So you got 75 million. Just think about that. 75 million producers. And again, this is assuming that these are productive jobs, and not college kids with PhDs in philosophy working at Starbucks, okay? So you got to ask yourself, how the hell does this scam work?
Yeah, I know. It's
how does it work? I mean, you mathematically, they use things like quantitative easing, which is basically is a Harvard academic game for money printing, or we reborrow the same money, that the Chinese, we sell bonds to the Chinese and they buy our bonds. You go to the bank and you buy a savings bond. So, in other words, it's not just the Federal Reserve printing money. The Chinese make a lot of money off the United States now because we buy a lot of their cheap crap with all this so-called free trade, which is, you can spend a whole show on that whole scam, okay? And I don't consider myself an expert on that, but I know enough to know what a scam it is.
Why is it a scam? Why is it a scam, Rob?
Because it doesn't make any sense. Because it's free trade. It's free trade for United States products going out, but not for anything coming back in. Because in other words, when Bill Clinton signed NAFTA, for instance, he took away all the tariffs for the United States. He kept, OSHA. I mean, the United States has to conform to all these onerous regulations that you don't see necessarily in China. There's no OSHA in China, for example. Okay, so of course all the American companies, I'm not saying, there should be no industrial safety. I mean, you go back to the 1800s with the coal mines and the iron and the railroads and conditions were terrible, okay, for immigrants working. I'm not saying we should have no regulation. I'm not saying that, but you've gone to the other extreme. So the point is, why would you stay in the United States and deal with the taxation, the idiot liberals, the taxation, the onerous regulations, when you can just pack up and there's no penalty for you to pack up and ship your whole deal over to China? Or in the most recent case, in the last couple of weeks, I think it was this Carrier Air Conditioners moving the whole shop down to Mexico. Why wouldn't you? And you got this whole so-called free trade agreements facilitating all this, and then there's no tariffs on products and foreign products coming back into the United States. So in a nutshell, it's the stupidest, most ridiculous system you can think of if you were dumb. If you were smart and you wanted, it's another way you wanted to take down the United States, okay, and get rid of its industrial base and bring it to third world status. This is exactly what you do. I mean, is that part of the whole conspiracy? I mean, am I being crazy here? Or that's fine too, but those are the facts. And by the way, okay, people, this ties into the whole Federal Reserve system. Okay, just the reason.
Right.
The way this country used to make money before the Federal Reserve system and this scam IRS and this scam federal income tax was that we used to charge tariffs on products coming into that.
Would you be interested if Donald Trump did that? Would you be interested if Donald Trump charge tariffs?
This is why Donald Trump is, economically, like, again, I don't agree with everything. I know he's kind of a little bit liberal on some social issues, and I think he's a day late and a dollar short anyway, no pun intended. But as far as this goes, this is, if I sound like Trump, I mean, of course, I don't consider myself an economic expert. I just know what I know, but I'm just giving you the basics. But This is the exact kind of thing Trump is talking about. Okay, I think he's missing the boat, or he's just not saying it, because he doesn't want to sound like a crazy conspiracy kook like me. I think he's just avoiding coming out right and saying it's a conscious conspiracy. Okay, that all these so-called free trade agreements, the NAFTA, what was the other one? GATT, this other one that Obama just signed behind Congress's back. Mr. just for the people, this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Right, and right. Another one was the North American Union. Okay, that's the conservative Bush, Bush that's skull and bones, Nazi, Harriman, Nazi supporting, Bush's lineage goes all the way back to the same, gangbankers that gave us the American Nazis. But anyway, he's the one that gave us this North American Union or tried to push through this unification of Mexico, the United States, Canada, okay? And I don't know, it never got formally passed. There was enough resistance to it. And I'll be honest, I don't know the status of it right now. It was called the North American Union, and there was a currency called the Amero, okay? And this is what Bush was pushing along his whole 8 years, Mr. Fox News, conservative, Bush. But anyway, the point is, with all these free trade agreements, they're just bashing what was the legitimate industrial base of this country, what made this country great in centuries past. Okay, they bashed it out of existence, and they sent our steel manufacturing, our auto manufacturing, our air conditioners, textiles, anything that used to be made in this country is now made overseas. And the only thing that keeps this whole scam, again, the only thing that keeps this whole welfare government worker scam going is the fact that people have faith in the United States as an industrial power, but that faith is starting to wear thin. So in other words, not only was the Federal Reserve printing money as part of the scam, people were loaning money back to us to buy our bonds. But essentially, the United States government needs to float bonds every month or every year or whatever it is, just like a local government floats a bond to fund its, if it wants to build a new road. It's the same exact thing with the federal government. And China has all these U.S. dollars because we're buying all their crap because all the factories went over there. So, China has all these U.S. dollars. They need to park them somewhere so they buy our bonds. Okay, and another thing that people need to be paying attention to is this so-called petrodollars. In other words, in years past, Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries, the only way you could buy their oil was to use the United States dollar, hence the term petrodollar. So there was a demand around the world for United States dollars. The problem is Russia and China, and you won't hear this again, you're not going to hear this on Fox News.
Right.
Okay, what they're doing.
Why won't we hear it on Fox News?
Because Fox News, they're corporate scumbags. Rupert Murdoch's a Bilderberg group. Corporate scumbag like the rest of them, okay? It's just the Fox News is the ultimate. There's something called the Hegelian dialect, okay, where you present both sides of the argument and you make people think that they have a choice, okay, and where they get their information. So, in other words, you present Fox News as the quote conservative viewpoint. It's the media equivalent of this scam we have every 4 years called the presidential election. Okay, it's the same exact. It's the equivalent. In other words, you're not really getting the news. I mean, you're getting the neocons on there. You're getting the William Crystals and some of these other clowns. From these so-called think tanks and these so-called experts. With their noses in the air, talking down to us. The Karl Rove, the Donald Rumsfeld, and these kind of these neocon maniacs, okay? But you're not going to hear, the real in-your-face, like I'm saying, right, really what's going on, the kind of Donald Trump in-your-face information you're getting now. In other words, it's a deflection, okay? It's a ruse, okay? So, and of course, you got the liberal CNN and, the more, quote, liberal news outlets, but really they're all working for the same team. It's a ruse. So in other words, think about it. Look at the presidential election, okay? Every 4 years, and the same thing with the congressional election, the idiots come in and say, I'm going to cut spending, I'm going to cut the debt. What happened, Neil? I mean, just mathematically, what happened?
Nothing happened. We didn't cut it at all.
They'll throw some crap out there, there's all lies, I think, the New York Times, that those establishment hacks, okay, the New York Times, okay, and Paul Krugman, this Keynesian Fabian socialist maniac that writes for the New York Times, okay? They'll come out and say, well, Obama, you know, the weapons would have gone. No, it hasn't. Okay, the only reason you can even say that without your head exploding, or your pants lighting on fire from just lying so blatantly, is because the interest rates are zero. Okay, so we're not paying any interest on the national debt. That's a whole other conversation we can have. Okay, so there's things going on that's allowing all this Obama spending to make it look like the debt's not as bad as it really is. But what you got to do, okay, forgetting all that, is you just got to stand in Times Square. Okay, and there's a clock. There's a national debt clock in Times Square. And that thing, what is that thing always doing? It's always increasing. You can just sit there and watch it, no matter what idiot is running for the Republican or so-called Democratic presidency every 4 years. The national debt marches on. It is going on to its mathematical certainty, which is the complete financial destruction of the United States. Okay, so it's a joke. Fox News is a joke. Okay, you never. When's the last time you saw an expose like the stuff we talk about at the show? When's the last time you saw that on Fox News? I mean, seriously, when's the last time, you know, Fox News had somebody on there and said, you know, just what is the Federal Reserve? What exactly is it? Who owns it? What do they do? How come the national debt never goes down? How come these politicians get up there every time and say they're gonna cut spending and they control spending, yet the national debt continues to go up? Stuff like that. You know, what exactly is the Bilderberg Group? What is this meeting every year of the 300 or 400 of the world's top leaders and top CEOs, the most powerful people in the world that doesn't get covered by the other media? You know, what is the Bilderberg Group? You know, Obama, Hillary, Larry Summers, Rupert Murdoch. Okay, all the so-called conservative liberals. What is this meeting? When's the last time you saw that? When's the last time you saw any of this? You don't. Okay, you get YouTube videos. You get videos on Fox News. Literally, you get Elmo. Okay, I was watching last week. You get Elmo dancing. It's nonsense. Okay, it's trivial crap. Okay, to keep our minds off what's really going on. Okay, again, that's all it is. Just like these elections.
Right.
Okay, these politicians whore themselves. But anyway, that's kind of where we are. But I just want to say this, and I know I've been for the past, I've been tweeting out. Okay, and let me just step aside. Okay, there's a grand scheme to all this. Okay, and once again, I see we're running out of time, but I just want to say this. Okay,
right.
There's something called the word great society, okay? Now, if you go back, you know, people are sitting here, I know I've been saying this, and I've been saying, you know, keep an eye on that word. And basically, and we'll get into this, I guess, in more detail next week at this point. Basically, and I'll keep it on the secular level, because there is a much deeper biblical meaning to this. But let's just, in the last few minutes, let's keep it on a secular level.
Right.
It just kind of kicked off from where I've, and what we're talking about. And what the elites are doing is they're building their great society. Okay, so in other words, you know, 1965 or whatever it was, well, first of all, let's just talk about JFK. Okay, now JFK, you know, he was. People might be asking, and they don't know, how come nobody ever exposed, who is this Robert Zelli talking about all this stuff? I never heard this stuff on the news. He's crazy, and he's a kook, and that's fine. I've heard it all, but who is the last person, the last president to seriously take on the Federal Reserve System was JFK, right? And he was actually had an executive order, and he was actually ordered United States Treasury to start issuing debt-free United States coin.
Wow.
Okay. Now, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories. You never get to the rabbit hole. You know, with the mafia, you know, they were pissed off, you know, the Bay of Pigs. And I know he got tricked into getting us involved in Vietnam. But, you know, JFK was smart enough to understand that Vietnam was going to be a quagmire. The only people that were going to benefit was the military-industrial complex, which predecessor, Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, which I call the un-American genocidal complex. I think you got to get the United Nations, involved with that, too. But anyway, JFK was looking to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, and he was butting heads with the CIA and all this, and I'm 100% convinced, and, like, you'll never know the names, but this is why he was killed, okay? It wasn't some, Rush Limbaugh, communist, what was it, Lee Harvey Oswald, anything else, you're a conspiracy, could we get the hell out of here? JFK was assassinated in broad daylight, okay, by at least three assassins, okay, just ballistically, physics, the number of rounds that went off, all this, it was a minimum, an absolute minimum of two, but probably three assassins that did in JFK, okay, and the message was clear, okay, to the other politicians, is don't mess with us, okay, don't mess with the Federal Reserve System, okay, so of course, his debt-free coins, his executive order, everything just disappeared, along comes LBJ,
right.
Okay, Lyndon Johnson, okay, Mr. Liberal Democrat, Mr. Great Society, Lyndon Johnson's big thing was to create the Great Society. Now, how is he going to do it? Harvard again in a sophomore stupid fantasy, children's fairy tale kind of way, just to give the Harvard people something to munch on. The Great Society was going to be this great thing. Welfare, equality for all. We're gonna tax the rich, we're going to take the money and give it to the poor and all this other stuff. And really, it was really aimed at black people, okay? And I can't verify this quote, but supposedly LBJ said, once I sign this Great Society legislation into law, I'll have these N-words, okay, people voting Democrat for the rest of their lives. Okay, now whether that's true or not, I don't know. I've heard that. Okay, it's not verified. But whether that's true or not, okay, nobody can argue with the results. Look what has happened to the American black family since the signing of the Great Society legislation by Lyndon Johnson, okay? It has done nothing but decimate the structure of mostly the black Americans in this country, okay? They've taken away the father figure, okay, the illegitimacy rating the black family, like over 70% now. So in other words, if you're born, okay, in America and you're black, there's a 70% chance you don't have a father. Okay, what has filled that vacuum? But big daddy government, okay, so now what you have is you basically have chaos in the inner cities, okay? I'm not saying things are great for black people before that, but they were a hell of a lot better than they are now after all this, quote, compassion of the Great Society, okay? And it was obvious that this was going to happen because once you give people free stuff and you make them dependent on the government, they lose incentive to work, they lose all discipline, they lose self-respect, and they're trapped in these welfare rat holes, these inner cities, okay? And this is what has happened, okay? And they continue to vote Democrat, like LBJ ostensibly predicted, because they've become dependent on government largesse. Now, the question is, now, who benefits from that? Certainly not black people, except for the few media whores who I mentioned before, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the NAACP, these kinds of people, okay, they benefit because, they're part of the D.C. political clique themselves, okay? Don't let them fool you. But anyway, but mostly it is screwed over, okay, the black people in this country, okay, and I am convinced that they are an experiment. Okay, so in other words, what these people have done is see what happens when we make them dependent on the government, and they're trying to take that model, so-called, and extrapolate it to the rest of society. Okay? In other words, it's things like Obamacare, government welfare, government workers. Okay, they're trying to extrapolate the great society to the rest of us. They're trying to make us debt slaves. And they're succeeding, by the way. I'm convinced of this. It's not out. Just think about it. And if you think about who benefits from this, now, who benefits? Well, if you're a banker, okay, how do you make money? You loan people money, right? And you get the interest. So how are we doing all this?
Right, right.
How are we supporting it? So, you know, can it do? It's a, you know, I'm glossing over some stuff, but, you know, I'm fundamentally correct here, okay? What's going on, okay? And eventually, when a system gets so big and you overburden it so much, the whole thing collapses under its own weight of debt and debauchery, which is happening right now. Okay, and if you look again, you know, look at somebody like Saul Alinsky, okay, Obama's mentor, so-called, the guy who dedicates his book to Lucifer, literally. Okay, Rules for Radicals, I have my own copy. He dedicates it to Lucifer, you know, which kind of gets into what I was talking about before.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
There's a biblical topic, a lot of time, but I'm just focusing on a great society in this country and what it has done. I'm telling you, I guess what I'm saying in another way is that this is their code word. This is the elite's code word that we control, you stupid imbeciles out there and the unwashed masses. And when I say that, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me, I'm talking about the people listening, that they control us, okay? They can come in, they can assassinate a sitting president in broad daylight.
Wow.
Pass off this ridiculous story that it was some guy in a book depository that they could barely shoot straight when he was in the Marines. All of a sudden, you know, they can't figure out, they can't have done a time to get to the JFK assassination, all the anomalies, but they can pass off a ridiculous story like that and then bring in their man, their Lyndon Baines Johnson, okay, who ramped up the once. In Vietnam, okay, if you look at the Vietnam War, it's just like Iraq, it's just like Afghanistan. There's no goal. There was no real goal. Okay, fight communism. What the hell does that mean? You're going to fight communism in some useless country, some useless jungle in Southeastern Asia. Meanwhile, people like the Rockefellers and others, just like they were in World War II with the Nazis, they're trading, okay, they're making money selling to the Russians and the Chinese, and guess what they were doing? They're taking a lot of that industrial economic input from people like the Rockefellers and selling it right to North Vietnam. Okay, so in other words, in that pattern, you know, again, that goes back to World War One, World War Two, even the Civil War. If you talk about J.P. Morgan and, you know, selling rifles to the, you know, to the Union and this sort of thing, but I don't want to go off on that right now. But the point is that this is evil. Okay, these people are—they're black, they're dark,
and right.
They're dark. There's no light in them. Okay, this is the money changer. Okay, this is, you know, when you go back to John chapter 2 with the money changers, or Matthew 23, and Jesus is yelling at the Jewish, okay, money changers in the temple. But, you know, of course, they're representative of these people I'm talking about, and he's yelling at them, and he's saying, "You den of vipers, how can you escape being condemned to hell? They execute these guys out." Now think about that language. Okay, it goes much deeper. Okay? It's not just some Sunday school, you know, guy with a pitchfork kind of crap. Okay, think about what that really means in the context of what I'm saying here. Okay, these people, they funded Hitler. They funded the American military. You know, they made money off the American debt of the Great Society, the Vietnam War. They're making money selling to the Russians and the Chinese during the Vietnam War. Okay, they built up Russia. In other words, this quote conspiracy is really, it takes on biblical proportions. Okay, this is why I can sit here and steadfastly and confidently say, as powerful as Trump is and as many people as he has behind him, okay, and he does have, he's got Americans, he's uniting the unwashed masses out here. I'm telling you, he's too late. He's a day late and a dollar short. Okay, he needed to show up 50 years ago. Okay, Joe McCarthy, the great Senator Joe McCarthy, was exposed this whole scam. Okay, this House Un-American activities, this House Committee on Un-American Activities. You know, chopping up the name, you know, that was in Congress. You can, you know, get this book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Okay, if you don't take my word for it, you can get it on Amazon.com and read it, and read about what these organizations, okay, the Carnegie Endowment, for example, you know, the Carnegie Endowment, you know, they funded something called the League for Industrial Democracy, okay, and out of, you know, this is another one of these, you know, these Ivy League, you know, these so-called radicals, you know, these street radicals, you know, like Black Lives Matter and all these other idiots, okay? If you go back to the 1950s, there was something called the League for Industrial Democracy, okay? And out of them came something called Students for a Democratic Society, okay? And out of these college kids, these 1960s radicals, came something called the Weather Underground, okay? Now, if that name sounds, that's starting to sound familiar, it should, but that's Bill Ayers, okay? Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground terrorist, okay? You know, who's his best buddy? Obama, our current president, okay? So, again, you know, you trace the money back, you trace it back, you go back 50 years, and there's the Carnegie Endowment, Andrew Carnegie. He was involved with the Rockefellers, you know, back in 1913, and Morgan and the Harrimans and the rest of them. They gave it the Federal Reserve System. And that's just one example of what I'm talking about. But what I'm telling you, again, and hopefully I'm not biting off more than I can chew here, but just let me conclude with that, is that what is known as the, quote, Great Society on a secular level, which I've discussed, okay, it's not an accident. It's pre-planned. The people that planned it, they were not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Okay, they were not loaning money to the federal government to give out to poor people because they loved poor people. They were doing it, number one, to make money, because if you're a bank, you make money by loaning money and charging people interest for it. But more importantly, you control the politicians. You control the voting process because now the people are going to vote. They're going to vote for all the quote free stuff that they think they're getting. They're going to vote because they hate rich people because that's what they've been taught. They've been, you know, their eyes are off the target. You know, we're taught to hate each other in this country, the so called rich.
Exactly.
It's, in other words, what they're doing is they're engendering chaos. They're engendering this class warfare. These idiots on these news channels, they just perpetuate it. They don't talk about anything. They keep the scam going. They don't dig into it like you just heard about in this last hour. But I'm telling you, and maybe we'll try and get into this next week, but just with this foundation, just think about it between the extent of quote conspiracy. The only way you can get your arms around it is to go back to Matthew chapter 4, or chapter 3, excuse me. No, it is Matthew chapter 4, okay?
Okay.
But Satan tells Jesus that he'll give him control. If he will worship Satan, that he'll give him control of the world, okay? Because he controls the world, okay? This is what I'm getting at, is it's vast, okay? It's not solvable by human means, I guess is how we should conclude tonight's show. And it's symbolized by the, quote, Great Society.
All right, Rob, best place we can find info is go at Rob Roselli. We can go to boxofsunglasses.com right now, purchase the book, download certain things that are available at the website, boxofsunglasses.com. Correct, Rob?
Yeah, well, the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, which is just a very thin slice of the conspiracy, but that'll just open your eyes. That's available. And all the other links on there, I mean, everything I talk about, you know, there's literally dozens of links, hundreds of pages of information, probably over 1,000 footnotes. My stuff is documented, is what I'm saying. I'm not just shooting from the hip here. Yeah. But anyway,
it makes you nervous about the Federal Reserve and if our economy would ever come back if we have this kind of leadership. So Trump's promising that. I mean, I'm telling you right now, not the establishments, but the certain conservatives are already taking Trump on. But it's not over yet. If Cruz gets smashed a couple times, Rubio could be there, but we'll see. All right, Rob. Well, thanks for calling, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
I know. Sounds good.
Take care. All right, that was Rob Pacelli. You're listening to Author's Corner. We'll be back in just a moment.
Everyone likes data because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.